Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barnes in Atlanta. Thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministries as we begin our broadcast dealing with ALBTM Projects show. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barnes, and I'd like to start out with a little prayer, a little worship, and a little praise unto God before we dive in. Father, we praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift you up. You are worthy to be praised, worthy to be exalted, worthy to be magnified. We glory in your name, Lord God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. And there is none other like thee, Lord God, in the heavens, in the heights. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We lift up your name, King of kings and Lord of lords, for you are holy, for you are righteous, and you are true. And we praise your name, and we magnify your name. Everything that have breath, give the Lord praise. He's a good God. Some call him Elohim. Some call him El Shaddai. Some call him the Prince of Priests. Some call him the Almighty God. You know, some call him the wonderful counselor, the healer, the deliverer, the redeemer, the restorer, the breakthrough God, the way maker, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I call him Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, for he is the Lord God Almighty. He's the God of the living. He's a living God. And he says he's the one and only true God. And that's who we praise this morning. That's who we exalt. That's who we lift up. And that's who we magnify in this place. For he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be exalted. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Somebody say amen. For he's worthy of all the praise. And we thank God for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his compassion. We thank him for his wisdom. We thank him for his knowledge. We thank him for his understanding. We thank him for his love, for his mercy, for his grace, because there is no God like the Lord our God, who reigns supreme over all things. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He reigns supreme over all things. Our Lord reigns supreme over all things. We're just going to praise him a little bit this morning. Just a few minutes here before we get into the word. Just a few minutes. Amen. We're going to praise him a little bit, worship him a little bit, and we're going to dive into the word. We're going to praise him a little bit. We're going to worship him a little bit. And then we're going to dive in to the word. In the book of Psalms, it said, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is great and a great king above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, hearken not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the days of the temptation in the wilderness, when your father tempted me, proved me, and saw my works. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. And then he said, unto whom I sware in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest. But I like verse 1. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he is. I like to sing on the spirit. For the Lord is great. Sing from the spirit. And he's greatly to be praised. Oh, I hear it in my ear. I hear it in my ear. I hear it. The Lord is great. And he's great to be praised. Oh, yeah. The Lord is great. And he's great to be praised. Lift up your voice and praise his name. Worthy to be praised. He's so worthy. Come on. Lift up your voice and praise his name. Cause he's worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Listen at this. The Lord reigneth. He's clothed with majesty. Psalms 93. The Lord is clothed with strength. Wherewith he has girded himself, the world also is established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established from old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods have lifted up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness become thy house, O Lord God, forever. Oh, yeah. Change it up a little bit. Oh, the Lord is a big God, and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. The Lord is a big God, and he's worthy to be praised. Beauty of his holiness. love is frozen. He's holy in the beauty of his holiness. He's righteous in the beauty of his glory. Influencer and the steps and the things that happen before you get to a decision. There must be an influencer, and an influencer is a carrier of seed. His words or her words are seed. And they are looking for somewhere to plant their seeds. We're going to use Genesis with Adam and Eve. And we're going to look at the influencer in that text. The field, which is Adam and Eve, they are the field that must be planted. When you're dealing with the human body, you're dealing with the field of planting. You're dealing with the mind field, that's a place you can plant a seed. You're dealing with the heart, because the Bible says the issues of life flow out the heart. The mouth speaks from the heart. So the heart is a place to plant seeds. The body, sickness, disease, infirmities. You plant curses on the body, in the body. Sickness, disorders, disease, malfunctions, planted in the body. So Adam and Eve are fields. They are human fields. And the influencer, master influencer, and seed sower wants to plant seeds in their fields. In Genesis 3, the text says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman," okay, let me read it and then we'll come back and talk about it. "He said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruits of the trees in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the trees that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it lest you die. But the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be one desire to make one wise, she took of the fruit, she took of this fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Now, we don't see the devil talking to Adam, but we know from the text that Adam is standing there because he was with her. So the devil was talking to Eve. The influencer was talking to Eve. See, Eve ain't made a decision yet to eat. She has not made that decision, and she has not went down the road that come around that decision. But what we got to understand here, there are some things in play before she gets to that point. And what we see is, we see that there is an influencer, a seed sower. His words are seed. First John said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And said, "All things that were created by it. Nothing that was made without it." And so the Word became the light of men. So we see that Christ was a seed from God. But we also see that the words he spoke were seeds. So he came to bring life. He spoke life. In the beginning, we see God created the universe, the heavens, the planet. He spoke it into existence. His Word spoke life. God himself is a seed sower. Let me get into this real quick. God himself is a seed sower. When we look at the scripture real carefully, we see that God is an influencer and a seed sower. He was an influencer of the earth. God had the vision, the plan of what he wanted to do with earth, and he had the seeds, the plan in the earth. God also had the vision and the plan of what he wanted to do with Adam and Eve, and he was planting seeds in them. He spoke them into existence. He fashioned them with his hand. God himself is a master influencer. Who is influencing you and planting seeds in you that leads to you making decisions? So we have to have an influencer. In this text, we see something very profound. We see the influencer. We see him releasing his seed. We see Satan talking to Eve. and he asks her a question. So we see before she makes a decision, the first thing is influence. Influencer. Watch the influencer. Watch, don't let everybody just speak into your life. Watch influencers because they carry seeds. He wanted to deceive her. He planted seeds of deceit. So first, he got her attention. Influencers must get your attention. They'll speak to get your attention. First, he got her attention. Then he spoke. He got her attention. Then he spoke. Once he got her attention, then he began to release his seed. He asked her about the trees in the garden. And she spoke what the Lord said to her. So we see that God had influence over Eve and Adam. They had been carrying that seed of God. And that seed kept them righteous, kept them holy. There are bad influences, there are good influences. You got to watch and monitor what seeds you are receiving from people. Now, I want to cover these steps real quick. We see the influence. Here is how it goes. According to this text, this is where I got this from, right out of the scripture. There's the influence and seed sowing. There go the fields that need to be planted, or going to be planted in. The human fields, Adam and Eve. Neither one of them yet has made a decision to turn against God or disobey God. They haven't made that decision yet. So, we see the influencer, we see him communicating with the woman. We see the influencer, and we see him communicating with the woman. So we see the first step, influencer. Second step, his seed. The words coming out of his mouth. His seeds, they got to be planted somewhere. They got to be received. So we see the seed. Third, the field of planting. Who is that? Eve is the place of planting. He has chosen to plant his seed of influence in Eve. So now go to the third step. First step, influencer. Second step, seed of the seed. The influencer seed. Third step, the place of planting. The field of planting. He planted this one in her mind, in her thought. He gave her an idea. See, when you look at this seed was a thought seed. He planted an idea. He planted a thought. Women, friends, walk up to you and say, I wouldn't put up with that John's done. You all submissive and all that. You love him too much. Every woman knows you get a little man on your side in case John don't do right. And John is a good man, hardworking man, believes in you, loves you to death. But your friend, that influencer with that bad seed, is planting thoughts and ideas in your head. And after the seed has been released, it has to be received. Here is the process where we have to stand and shut things down. We got to quit receiving bad seeds. We got to quit receiving bad influence. You don't receive it, then go think about it. Now the thing's been planted. You got to shut it down. You got to shut it down so you don't receive it. Adam and Eve did not shut it down. They received it. She received this seed. That's the fourth thing she received. The first thing, seed sowing. Second thing, the seed he's carrying, the influence, the seed. Whether bad or good, the seed. Third thing, you, the field of planting. Where is this seed going to be planted at? In your mind field, in your heart field, in your life field, or in your body? You got to receive this seed. The devil spoke, released the seed, and then left her to deal with it. So we see that once Satan told her, her eyes will be open. We don't hear from him no more. So I presume he walks away. You know how people come in and speak into your life and tell you something and give you something, and then they drop them seeds off, and then they walk away. You know, they don't give you sound advice or sound wisdom. They tell you to leave your wife, leave your husband. Don't do this. Tell you to go cheat, go run around, go do this. Hide your money, do this. They grab them bad seeds, then they walk away. You got to take them seeds and open the front door and throw them out. Don't let them be planted in you. If you know it's bad advice, throw it out. Why you going to let the thing grow inside of you and corrupt you and contaminate you and pollute you? So we see something here with Eve and Adam. They know what God said, and that was a good seed. That was good planting. But they didn't rebuke this. They didn't deny it. They didn't stop it. They received it. So we see that the planting in the field. They were planting in the field. The next step, thinking, meditating, and decision-making. Now you got to go think about what the influencer then said, which is his seed. So you go somewhere, after you then received it, to think about it, to meditate on it. Meditate means you do this more than one day. Thinking means you might think about it, but meditating means no many days. You meditating on this thing. So you've been received it already. Now, after you done decided within yourself to agree with what you heard, to agree with it, to believe it, now you're fixing to make a decision to do the thing that you even know yourself ain't right. But the seed didn't plant it. And it was a thought seed. And it's a seed of alteration. The devil planted a seed that would alter their thinking. Because you sat and you thought about this for days, you've already been altered. See, what do you mean, Apostle? The moment it was spoke to you, you should have stood, held your position, spoke the word of God, and shot it down. I'm not doing that. That don't sound like what God told me. I'm going to stick with what God said. That's not right, what you said. And I'm not finna do that. Boom. Ain't no need to think about it. Ain't no need to meditate on it. Ain't no need to do nothing. You shot it down. 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 But we don't see that here. What we see, I got another episode where I'm going to be talking about stand, hold your position, speak the word of God, and shut the devil down. And in that episode, I'm really going to be dealing with this right here. But right now, we're talking about decisions. How do you get to the point of decision? One more time. There's an influence carrying influence and seed. And he or she want to plant them seeds in your mind or in your heart, in your life, or in your body. They want to plant. Here the devil planted a thought seed. He planted a seed of thought. He gave her another option. He altered her thinking by planting the seed. And when she went and thought about it, meditated on it, and decided to do it, She's been altered to make a foolish decision. She's been altered to do the wrong thing. She's been altered to make the wrong choice and the wrong decision. Why? Because she received the seed and she agreed with it. She wanted to be wise. She wanted to be like God. She wanted to go up and come down. She wanted to be like God. Adam couldn't tell her nothing no more because she was like God. She wanted to be like God. She wanted to know what God knows. So he planted a thought seed. He gave her another idea. Instead of her sitting there waiting on God to come, she can go up and down like him. She ain't got to wait on him no more. She can go to heaven. She can go where he is. He planted an alteration. He planted another thought, another idea. So then comes decisions. So once she decided to do it, Now comes manifestation. Manifestations of your decision. Manifestation of the choice you made. Manifestation of the decisions you made. Manifestation, manifestation, manifestation of that choice. Manifestation of the decision. So what does she do? She goes and gets the fruit. Now, that thing that was a thought and an idea has become reality. How did something so wrong become a part of their lives? How did something so wrong now becomes reality? And they're doing the thing God told them not to do because of the decision they made. They altered, of course, this thought and idea had in it alteration. It altered their course. That decision, once she made it, and they ate Adam too, they now got to go down the road behind that decision. This was the wrong decision. And now they got to deal with whatever comes behind that decision. Which one of us have not made wrong decisions? But have you ever sat down and went through and figured out why you made that decision? I told you there is influences. All right. Who is your influence? And what is influencing you? Who is speaking to you or what is speaking to you? What are you receiving? What seeds are you receiving? Are you letting everybody speaking to you and planting to you? What seeds are you receiving? How much time are you giving to thinking and meditating on what influences men say? And then, what are you choosing to believe in before you make a decision? You choose to believe in evil, and then, therefore, you make the decision to go down the evil road and do the evil works because of your what? Decisions. Decisions, decisions, decisions. What are we talking about? Decisions, decisions, decisions. What are we talking about? Decisions, decisions, decisions. The influencer, the seed of influence that carries thoughts and ideas, alterations, the field of planting, you, me, our mind field, our heart field, our body field, our life field. Quit letting people plant in all them fields. Quit letting the devil plant seeds in all them fields. Monitor what's being planted in your fields. Monitor what's been planted in your heart, what you are allowing to be planted in your heart field. Monitor it. Monitor it in your mind field. I don't believe anything you hear. Quit letting people plant thoughts and ideas in your mind that are not right. Then after that, receiving, agreeing with what you done heard. Know this stuff is wrong, and you sit there after you done meditated and thought about it and given time to it. Then you sit there and receive it and agree with it and accept it and become partakers of it. Then you make a decision to go do the thing that you never thought you would ever do. Then you go and do the wrong thing, knowing why you're doing it, it's wrong. But there's a road that come behind it. And because you made the decision to do it, now you got to go down that road. Adam and Eve made a decision to do the wrong thing, and they knew it was wrong. And then they had to go down that road and deal with whatever was on that road. And down that road, they got approached by God. And God dealt with them about that situation, kicked them out the garden. They lost that place because of the decision they made. And it was the wrong decision. They altered humanity until Christ came. It was a bad decision. Anytime you are listening to the influence of the devil and the children of Satan, it's going to cause you something. It's going to cause you to lose something. We see here that Adam and Eve lost the garden. Listening to the devil, they lost the God. So when you're listening to bad advice, when you're following the children of the devil, it's going to cost you something. When you're making the wrong decisions, it's going to cost you something. I am Apostle Larry Barnes. I'd like to thank you for joining me. I went over my time. I'd like to thank you for joining me here in the studio of Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministry Network Broadcast. We give God praise. We worship his name. He's glorious and he's holy. Today I dealt with decisions, part two, and we talk about the steps that are in play before you make your decision. How many of your bad decisions were influenced decisions? How many of your evil decisions to do evil were influenced decisions? How many of your decisions of corruption were influenced decisions? How many of your decisions of rejecting God was influenced by what you heard? How many of your decisions not to believe and trust God are coming from people who've influenced you not to believe and trust God? Who are you allowing to plant in your feet? And what seed are you giving time to think on, meditate on, and then make decisions on? Oh, thank you for joining me here. Join me next Wednesday at 9 o'clock in the morning as we do another show here on Apostle Larry Barnes Truth Ministries Network, Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining me.